Well, we've got the last three rounds of the condensed series of the Iron Men and the Iron Women this week. They're back at Kingscliff Beach up in the northern part of New South Wales there. And, well, Lizzie Wellborn, she's second overall behind the defending champ Lana Rogers, a 21-year-old from Newport. She joins us now. Morning, Lizzie. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well. Great to have you on the show. Now, how have you handled this very strange campaign, particularly the gap between having 3 days in a row of racing a couple of weeks ago and to this week?
Well, at first, we haven't done a race like that ever, so we're all a bit nervous about it. But I actually think it's been really awesome having it condensed into 2 weeks because everyone, like the atmosphere is kept really high and so is the energy and all of the spectators are really following it. And I think we've had a lot of like engagement from spectators. So I actually think it's been really good in that sense.
Lizzie, would you like this format to continue or would you like to see it go back to how it was?
I'm not sure. I actually quite like the back-to-back racing. I'm better at like backing up day after day. So I like it being like that. And I don't know. Maybe we could do like 12 rounds and just have so many races all back to back.
You're saying that now at youngster at 22. I'm not sure you're saying that at 32 though.
Hey, Lizzie, can you talk us through, before you started the racing, what's your training program like? How much time do you put in through the week? Can you give our listeners a bit of a rundown on and how you prepare for competition?
Yeah, so our sport requires a lot of training because we have to train for 4 disciplines. So we train for the swim, board paddling, ski paddling and running, which is all combined into one race when we do an Ironman. But we have to train for all those legs individually as well. So a training week for me usually involves swimming 4 or 5 mornings a week, every morning. And then in the afternoons, we'll be at the beach doing either board paddling or ski paddling or an iron session where we do it all together. And then we also have to fit in running and gym during the day. So we can train like up to 16 times a week. So it's a big program.
Lizzie, how does it work with the different parts to what you do? I would imagine some things you're stronger at than others. How does that work in regards to your plan for the race? Do you use, let's say your swimming is your strength, for example. Do you think, okay, when I get into that area, I need to find a way to be in front or I need to sit at the top of the race or chase the people in front of me? How do you actually plan your race based on what you're great at and what you're not as good at?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think everyone plans their races like that and it plays a massive part in like the tactics of the race. So my strongest leg is the board.
Yep.
And so I use that as kind of like my rocket fuel kind of like if I'm behind, I know that I can catch up in that leg and make up a lot of ground. And if that leg's first, then I know I can like get to the front of the pack early in that leg. So that's like my kind of secret weapon.
You got a black eye, I read 2 weeks ago. What happened?
I did. Even though there was no swell, it's still bloody tough out there. And in the swim on the way in one of the races, I was swimming behind a couple of girls and I must have got a runner onto their legs and they just kicked me in the face and my goggles went splat into my eye and I had a black eye for the rest of the week, which is pretty funny. But it goes to show that even though it's not a very, like, it's still a very aggressive sport out there. Like, we go at it.
Did you get a number? Are you going to give it back to her?
Maybe. We'll see this weekend.
What do you need to do to rein in Lana Rogers in these last 3 races?
Well, she's 5 points ahead of me, which sounds like quite a lot, but because we can't drop around this series, I don't think it's that much, and I think it's definitely possible for me to try and get her, and that's definitely what my goal is. This weekend, I'll have my eyes on her and I'll just be trying to chase her and beat her.
How do you escape from the sport, Lizzie? What do you do away from there?
Outside of the sport, I'm a bit of an environmentalist. I'm really passionate about plastic pollution in our oceans and I'm an ambassador for Take 3 for the Sea. And I've actually just recently launched a new sustainability program at my surf club, which is all about like educating our members on how we can have better practices and keep Newport cleaner. in the future, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, that's good. And I'm assuming you're always looking for sponsors and things like that?
Yeah, always.
Yep. If they want to get hold of you, how do they get in touch?
Okay, so yeah, you can find my website online. It's lizziewellborn.com.au, and then you can also find me on Instagram, just at Lizzie Wellborn. Nothing hard, and yeah, just get in contact with me through there.
What are your race day superstitions, Lizzie?
I don't know. I'm just going to give it my best shot. I know it's going to be hard. Like, last weekend was a lot harder than I thought it was. It was definitely a shock to the system, but we've done 2 weekends of back-to-back racing now, and this will be our third. So we're all primed and ready to go, and I'm just really excited to put my foot on the line again.
Well, we'd love to see you take the title this weekend. Good luck there at Kingscliff, and thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks, guys.